This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The severe cyclone Dana, formed over the east central bay of Bengal, is set to make landfall along the Odisha coast between Bhitarkanika and Dhamra late tonight or early tomorrow morning. Indian Meteorological Department has predicted wind speeds of 100 to 120 kilometers per hour during the landfall of Dana, with widespread impact on the region. Kendrapara, Balasore and Bhadrak districts of Odisha will be worst affected by Dana, along with very heavy rainfalls, while 11 other districts of the state will also experience heavy rainfalls under its impact. All air services from and to Biju Patnaik International Airport at Bhubaneswar have been cancelled from 5 this evening till 9 tomorrow morning. People living in low-lying areas in coastal areas have been shifted to multipurpose cyclone centres. All schools, colleges, universities and many government institutions have been closed till tomorrow. Fishermen have been banned from entering the sea. In view of the severe cyclone Dana likely to hit the coasts of Odisha and West Bengal, 9 round-the-clock dedicated war rooms will be established to promptly restore rail services amid red alert along East Coast. The decision was taken in the meeting chaired by the Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav to review the preparedness by the concerned zonal railways, which includes East Coast Railway and Southeastern Railway. The minister has instructed to ensure maximum preparedness with minimal disruption. He also advised that care must be taken to ensure minimum inconvenience to passengers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in New Delhi after attending the BRICS summit in Kazan, Russia. During his visit, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and newly elected Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian on the sidelines of the summit. Mr. Modi also held bilateral meetings with the President of Uzbekistan, Mr. Shavkat Mirziyoyev, and His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, President of the United Arab Emirates. In his meeting with the Chinese President, Prime Minister Modi underscored the importance of properly handling differences and disputes between India and China and not allowing them to disturb peace and tranquility. During the meeting, the two leaders affirmed that stable, predictable, and amicable bilateral relations between India and China will have a positive impact on regional and global peace and prosperity. Earlier, the Prime Minister asked BRICS nations to unite and cooperate strongly to deal with terrorism and terror financing. He added that there is no place for double standards on such a serious issue. At the closed plenary session of the 16th BRICS summit in Kazan, Mr. Modi stressed the need to take active steps to prevent radicalization among the youth. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will be on a three-day visit to India from today for the 7th Intergovernmental Consultations, IGC. Prime Minister Modi and Chancellor Scholz will co-chair the Intergovernmental Consultations tomorrow. The IGC is a whole-of-government framework under which ministers from both sides hold discussions in their respective areas of responsibility and report on the outcome of their deliberations to the Prime Minister and Chancellor. Both the leaders will also hold bilateral talks. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate the second edition of its flagship international seminar, the Chanakya Defence Dialogue, in New Delhi today. The minister will launch the Indian Army's Green Initiative 1.0 and digitization of IA 1.0. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah met Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi yesterday. It was the first meeting of Mr. Abdullah with the Union Home Minister after becoming Chief Minister of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Former Director General of Akashvani News, P.K. Bandopadhyay, passed away yesterday. He breathed his last in Kolkata following cardiac arrest. A former Indian Information Service officer, Dr. Bandopadhyay had a long and distinguished career in Akashvani News, Press Information Bureau and other media wings of Information and Broadcasting Ministry. In cricket, the second test match between India and New Zealand will begin today at Maharashtra Cricket Association Stadium in Pune from 9:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Rohit Sharma-led India will try to make a comeback in the series after they lost the first test at Bengaluru. The hosts are currently trailing the three-match series with 1-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.